Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Harry Styles, live on tour, coming to the Masonic in San Francisco. This is this coming Tuesday night. The show is completely sold out, but Jane has a pair of tickets. And with these particular tickets come early entry, which means you get to be one of the first people in the door. You can get right up to the stage, get a great viewing point. You know, your daughter or whoever you take with you to the Harry Styles show is going to be like, oh my God, you're the best ever. Amazon has a job that, oh, sorry. So today at 4:05 with Jane. Don't forget about that.
Jane,
she'll have your chance. I'm done with Sergio.
Boy, it really just doesn't come off the way the other one does,
Jane,
does it?
Jane, you're playing a game call.
Really missed out on that one.
He's busy. He's a busy guy.
Busy what?
Yeah, what are you doing now?
Gossiping out front?
No, I just started talking to the engineer. We spoke about a couple things, like that one thing in the Secret Show, microphone thing, and then...
Oh.
At all?
Don't talk over it. Let it
don't
just run
talk
sheer.
To me at all. Don't talk to anyone I know.
At all?
Don't talk
do
over
that.
It.
Don't. Let it go pure.
Don't talk to yourselves.
How did you do that?
At all?
Don't read over it.
What?
How did you, what did you rewire that? So I can't hold it off anymore? I just turned it down, man. You're off.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Yeah.
Punish him.
That's, yeah. Oh, he's
jeez,
punished.
Look at the...
Get in the corner, boy.
Face the corner. Face the corner.
Yikes.
Give him the hat.
My goodness.
Amazon has a job that fits your life. Happy Friday, everybody. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Kadango. Join Kadango at their fundraiser on September 28th as they recognize Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as this year's superhero of early learning.
Love Gavin.
Details and tickets available at kadango.org. All right, so a couple things we should mention here real quick. There was a terrorist attack in London this morning. German and French leaders now say the bomb attack at a London subway train only strengthens their determination to increase international cooperation in fighting terrorism. It does seem like it's a tough one to deal with when some random person on a subway train during morning rush hour decides to do something. Right. How the hell do you stop that? Anyway, 22 people were injured last time I checked. Also, I wanted to mention FEMA says the government response to Hurricane Irma has now shifted from saving lives to the recovery process. Your parents home yet?
They are not home. I said they're still in Massachusetts.
Your parents, are your sister still in the front yard?
I didn't talk to her yesterday. I'm going to assume that they went back in.
All right.
I really don't know. A lot of people don't have power.
And that is one of the issues. There are still 10,000 people in emergency shelters. So even as this process seems right to have, or this event seems to have passed, many people still dealing with this in the worst possible way.
A lot of them just don't have a home to go home to. It's gone.
Right.
It's so awful.
There was gunfire on Market Street yesterday.
Yeah, Yuzi and I were leaving. I don't know what time this all went down.
3 o'clock.
Oh, well, that was after I didn't see them, but Yuzette was saying that she couldn't believe how many cop cars we saw during our trip just from the Metreon to back to the station.
So we left that movie about 2:30. And so walking to the car, but just leaving around the blocks there, around the Metreon, I've seen all these cops around.
That was it. It says officers responded to shots fired just before 3 p.m., so that was probably it.
Yeah.
Could have been, right? Weird. They were, you know, tearing all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Not that weird, though. Downtown.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
Right.
Yeah. It's just great when it's not a shooting.
It doesn't look like anyone was shot, but there were, in fact, shots fired. Mm-hmm. So, and
glad no one was hurt.
They say at least 16 officers converged on the scene. Over 10 patrol cars lined the street. So that's what
you saw. Must have been it.
Yeah.
America's favorite TV show is on tomorrow and Sunday with Mississippi playing Cal, our boy.
Oh, that's our favorite. Like, what is our favorite show?
I know.
It's NFL and college
like Game
football.
Of Thrones is on?
Stanford's going to play in San Diego at San Diego State, and San Jose State is in Utah. And then the Raiders play at home on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Our Marshawn Lynch, our running back, you know, the Raiders running back.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Raiders running back.
Yeah.
You said he's number 24.
Number 24.
I was Jeff Gordon?
No, he actually, the reason I said that, I have a million things going through my head, which none of those you could possibly connect. Right. You know, you just couldn't. He's like got one of the highest selling jerseys. Even before he took the field, as a Raider, the Marshawn Lynch jersey is selling like crazy, which is just, so number 24, it's a big one.
I see. And now he's got that Netflix show.
Right. What's the name of that again? It doesn't say the Marshawn Lynch show. It's like Without Limits or Reality Bites or
Without
like
Limits sounds more like it, something with that.
Their last game, Raiders played in Tennessee, and Marshawn Lynch was fined $12,000 for his hand gesture.
Oh, what did he do?
Made to the scene in full view of the CBS cameras. He did a double bird with a big smile on his face while out there on the field.
Well, nice that he's got $24,000 to burn. Or what did you say the fine is? It's not
$24,000. $12,000. They say he had a good game, though. He gained 76 yards on 18 carries and helped the Raiders work the clock in the fourth quarter to secure the win, 26-16.
Work the clock. Sometimes those last 2 minutes take the longest of any other part of the game.
I guess I should have looked up who the Pats were playing. I didn't think to.
Oh, cares.
I'm sure your house
I'm
cares.
Sure if I was to call home, I'll get all informed up about it, Vin. I'm not worried.
There's a marketing campaign on college campuses trying to get the kids to understand you need to get a yes. You need consent.
Yeah. Yep.
And so this is a campaign gone horribly wrong.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to show you the condom wrapper, and you're going to see the slogan, and we'll see if you get it. I didn't get it.
These slogan things, you know, I always feel like they must have run these by so many people and there must be meetings about these things and then...
But I always figure it's for publicity, but I'm not exactly sure
right,
if
this
place needed the publicity like this.
The point is silence is not consent.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if someone's too drunk to say yes, please, then that's not a yes, please. So there's the new campaign. It's a condom wrapper. And what does that say to you, Sarah?
What's it say?
It says go further without consent.
Right. That's what it says. That is not the message.
No, that's the opposite of the message.
What does that mean?
And there's a donut also on this. Is that
It's supposed to mean do not go further without consent.
Oh, donut. Go further. Got it.
But nobody puts the two things together on this campaign. And when you look at it, you would.
Donut. Don't. Do not. Donut. Do not.
Let's not be cute with the campaign.
Yeah, let's not.
Is there no space between the O and the N?
There's no.
There's no O N. It's a picture of a donut.
Look.
And then the word go. It's almost like they couldn't fit do not.
Like I see.
So they put
donut,
a donut
do
in.
Not.
Yeah, that's
donut,
ridiculous.
Do not go further without consent.
Donut.
Who put this out?
It was some college campus.
Someone way smarter than all of us.
Crappydesign.com, I'm pretty sure.
People making comments online about the go further without consent campaign because that's what it's saying. One user wrote, what? what is this trying to say? And someone responded, I know what it's trying to say. Rape!
Yeah, that's what it's trying to say.
Yikes.
Rape and donuts.
Right.
I didn't get that at all.
You just don't see it there.
No,
so
you
let's
don't.
Not be cute with our campaigns.
Let's just spell it out exactly, the exact message.
The idea that we need a campaign means you need to be clear with your campaign.
Yeah. Don't be a rapist.
The top four secret reasons we break up with someone. So this is, you know,
when, secret reasons.
When people break up, there are those people who go, all right, thanks. It's been fun. High five.
Not a good fit.
Take care.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. Have a good
one. I've never met one of those people, but go on.
You've never met one of those people?
No, nobody. High five. That was fun. No,
I've
never
broken
like that.
Up saying that it was cool.
Sure,
was...
I'm sure you said that, but the other person was having a whole other reaction.
Oh.
That's why I said we're not a good fit.
I don't know. You know, you guys need to get off
just
that
saying,
one.
It's, you know, keep bringing it up.
When you're dumping someone, you're probably not going to tell them the real reason, you know.
Yeah. Well, because sometimes it's stupid and petty, you know. I don't like your hands. Oh. You know?
Your hands?
I broke up with a guy because I don't like his hands.
What's wrong with his hands?
They were really dainty.
They were dainty?
I just wasn't into them. They just, like, they
You just broke Human's heart.
Oh, no, no. Human doesn't have, this dude's hands were like, I don't know. I just remember
like
looking at them
hands.
Being like, well, this
Who
is
has
last.
Softer hands than Human?
It wasn't about softness. It was about, like, tiny, small bone, like these little, any wind near my underpants. Yeah, I was, I just wasn't, I could tell, like, I noticed his hands right away, and we went out on a few dates.
And noticed his hands.
And right. then I just was like, I know.
Were you afraid that tiny hands meant.
No, no,
else?
I did him.
Oh, you had already done
Oh,
him.
You
I
did wrong. The guy?
Yeah.
And that was fine?
Yeah, it was fine. But I just kept noticing, like, the hands became more and more of a thing, and I was just like,
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, that.
Remember the lady?
The man hands lady.
Yeah, the
oh,
man
yeah,
hands.
That's right,
lady.
Man hands.
They kept focusing on her hands. They were huge.
Yeah.
The definition for dainty, everyone, small and pretty.
Yeah, small and pretty. They were pretty.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Really,
small,
I don't know.
Oh, you're still hung up on that.
Yeah, we go on. It's me.
How would you describe your hands in defense of your
how
hands?
How would you describe your hands?
Soft and regular size. Not small and, what was the other
He
one?
Does have strong hands.
Hey. If you've ever
does,
gotten
man.
A massage.
He'll stab you with his fingers when he's giving you a massage.
Yeah.
He's like a, he's not a rubber, more of a stabber.
He goes like this, but he.
I didn't do that.
Oh my God. I hope the camera didn't that pick that up. That's just wrong.
Hope you got that, Vaughn. Anyway, survey asked people for the real reasons they broke up with someone.
Okay.
Some of the top ones are they weren't smart enough.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
I'm too good for that person.
Oh, boy. You think a lot of yourself.
They weren't good looking enough.
Well, you know.
They weren't funny enough. Mm. I would think that fun would be a better way to describe that. Just fun in general.
Right.
To be around someone who's not fun or
but
boring.
But if someone's not getting any of your jokes and like you're, so your comedic sense is lost on them or like I actually think a comedic, you got to have kind of the same sense of comedy.
Agreed.
The things, goofy things that make you laugh or yeah. smart comedy, you know, whatever it might be. If those things don't align, that's hard. You're not going to enjoy the same movies.
I honestly believe, and I had this go both ways in early dating relationships where you're texting with someone as you're just getting to know them.
Yeah. You've
been out on a date or two, but you're still texting is a big form of communication. And as you text with someone, if they're not getting you and you're just misfiring all the time, that's part of that. Like you go, God, we don't every time we're not. Yeah. And then other times I've had it where you're like, wow, we just fire.
Yep.
It just works.
That's it's nice.
There,
a snappy text conversation
that,
is really
like,
good.
Like I have to go, JK.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
in
you know, I'm
sure
kidding
you
for
know,
crying
right.
out loud. Of
yeah.
course, I'm kidding.
You're not gonna call me going, what did you mean by that?
His girlfriend is super funny on text. Like she'll like a few times he's told me like some text exchange randomly,
yeah.
and it's just she's hilarious.
We got along really good early on and just clicked. And I'm telling you. The whole time I was like, well, this will be the end of that. Every time we did something, I was like, it's going to be, here's where it ends.
Someone's true colors are going to come out.
Here,
she's just going to be done with me.
Right. And it just seemed to keep going.
You kept on keeping on.
Right.
I was listening on the way here to work this morning. Katy Perry's song came on, and one of the lines she said is a Teenage Dream. She says, "You get my jokes even when I get the punchline wrong," or something like that.
Oh,
I was just
funny.
Oh, that's such a cute line.
Oh,
adorable.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hot water music has been around since 93. Thanks a lot for giving them a chance.
You got it. We liked them. Did we like them?
We didn't like them, I don't think.
They were okay. Thought they were fine.
I'm surprised. You said it was like some punk band.
Yeah.
I've never heard that name, ever. Hot water music sounds like Buffy the Vampire Slayer theme.
Oh.
Who is that band that sounds like Rage?
It's Prophets of Rage. It has some of the guys from Rage in it, and that's why it sounds like them.
Right.
Minus Tom Morello, right? Or no, who's the...
He's in it.
Yeah, it's Phil... What's the main singer's name from Rage?
Oh, Zach De La Rocha.
That guy.
Whatever. Yeah, he's the secret ingredient, though. You need that guy. I loved Rage Against the Machine. GD Equifax.
I know.
Can we write our congressman? Will there be a hearing, says 925? I hope so.
I do, too. This seems inexcusable and like something that really needs to be addressed and punished. These people need to be punished. These are people who we don't give consent to have our information, and yet they have all of it. Oh, God, don't get me going again.
Well, and they clearly have become like the government source to clear us for whatever thing we're trying to get done, whether it's a home purchase or more.
Anything, a credit card, anything that requires credit. It's awful.
Good morning, morning show.
Good morning.
Two things. Okay. I love fake food. My daughter loves to make me rice with butter. And number two, how do you spell Scott Capura?
One P, two R's, and a whole lot of love.
It starts with a C, though, too.
C-A-P-U-R-R-O. Right? Capura.
Uh-huh.
C-A-P-U-R-R-O. I'll read the rest of your contributions to our show right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.